Pirate looks real good. Would like to see it stay that way. Penobscot Bay is noted for its lack of PSP and ASP. I'd hate to see it change. We're seeing a lot of good things happening in the bay. The cuttfish are all the way up to the lower end of DRL now. They haven't been there in 30 years. They're up around the north end of North Haven. They have, you know, this is schools of fish, not just an occasional rock cod. They haven't been there in a long time. The small hake and the scallops up around Little Deer Isle, they haven't been there in a long time. Granted, that mill's only been closed 4 or 5 years, but when you stop operating with that chlorine being allowed into it for the bleaching process, the bay seems to be coming back to it a little bit. You got salmon coming up in the rivers. You breached some dams. You got the herring, I mean the LYs, the other stuff all returned. There's all kinds of good stuff going on in the bay. And the outfall from growing 60 million, producing 60 million pounds of fish a year, that 10% of fine solids, suspended solids, that's going to be coming out through the pipe that they're not capturing, that's going to drift for a long ways around the bay. And it's also, it builds up in the wintertime. If we had 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness, would be good. Okay, because we could photosynthesize and manufacture all that stuff. But when that sun angle goes down, photosynthesis stops from late October, okay, till April, before it starts to pick up in the March. So that just allows all this nitrogen to accumulate and sets you up for bloom in the summertime. It's wrong for the bay. It's wrong, you know, for the species. I don't know. I can't say enough wrong with it. I was asked a week ago to fill out a survey on agriculture. And, you know, the first question was, you know, do you support it or do you oppose it? And it's like, how the hell do you answer it? On one end, you're vehemently opposed, and on the other end, you're very supportive. You wish the oyster guys would get rid of the things. But anyway,
well, thank you.
I'll leave it
you're
for
actually,
that.
You actually put it very well, and it's very enlightening, and it's actually encouraging to hear the positive things you have to say about our fishery. So
it is, and it just please don't screw them up.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer Hill will be next.